Now look at part 4. You will hear an interview with a professional racing driver called Alex Carter, who started racing go-karts as a child before becoming a professional driver. For each question, choose the correct answer. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4.
Today we're joined by professional racing driver Alex Carter. Alex, thanks for coming into the studio.
It's great to be here.
You've had an exciting career, but how did it all begin?
People often think my dad was a racing driver because of what I do now, but that's never been true. He enjoyed watching motorsport on TV, but he'd never even been to a race. The real turning point came when one of my classmates invited me to a local go-kart track for his birthday. I'd never driven anything before. But after 10 minutes, I knew I wanted to do it again.
Was it easy to continue?
Not really. A lot of people imagine the driving is the hardest part, but the biggest problem was paying for everything. My parents always supported me, although they wanted me to finish school first. We repaired old equipment ourselves whenever possible, and my mom spent hours looking for secondhand parts online. Without that, I probably wouldn't have raced for very long.
You're now racing professionally. What was the biggest surprise when you joined your first team?
Honestly, how much of the job happens away from the track? Before I became a professional, I imagined I'd spend all day driving. In reality, there are meetings with engineers, fitness sessions, interviews like this one, and sponsor events. Of course, we travel a lot too, but I expected that. The amount of time spent outside the car was the real surprise.
Last season was successful, although I remember hearing you had a difficult weekend before one race.
That's right. Some people thought the car had broken down, but that happened during practice, and the team fixed it quickly. The real problem started earlier. My flight home after another event was delayed because of bad weather, so I arrived much later than planned. I still made the race, but I only reached the circuit a few hours before qualifying. It wasn't the best preparation.
Many young listeners probably dream of becoming racing drivers. What's the most important advice you can give them?
People often ask which car they should buy, but that's the wrong question. You don't need the newest or most expensive equipment when you're starting. Watching experienced drivers can certainly help, but nothing replaces regular practice. Every time you drive, you learn something new, even if it's only a small improvement.
Finally, what are your plans for the future?
I'm happy with my team, so I'm not looking to change championships yet. I've also got no interest in taking a year off. However, over the winter, I'll be working with a local kart club to coach children at weekends. I had so much help when I was younger that I'd like to do the same for the next generation.
Alex, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now listen again.
Today we're joined by professional racing driver Alex Carter. Alex, thanks for coming into the studio.
It's great to be here.
You've had an exciting career, but how did it all begin?
People often think my dad was a racing driver because of what I do now, but that's never been true. He enjoyed watching motorsport on TV, but he'd never even been to a race. The real turning point came when one of my classmates invited me to a local go-kart track for his birthday. I'd never driven anything before, but after 10 minutes, I knew I wanted to do it again.
Was it easy to continue?
Not really. A lot of people imagine the driving is the hardest part, but the biggest problem was paying for everything. My parents always supported me, although they wanted me to finish school first. We repaired old equipment ourselves whenever possible, and my mom spent hours looking for secondhand parts online. Without that, I probably wouldn't have raced for very long.
You're now racing professionally. What was the biggest surprise when you joined your first team?
Honestly, how much of the job happens away from the track? Before I became a professional, I imagined I'd spend all day driving. In reality, there are meetings with engineers, fitness sessions, interviews like this one, and sponsor events. Of course, we travel a lot too, but I expected that. The amount of time spent outside the car was the real surprise.
Last season was successful, although I remember hearing you had a difficult weekend before one race.
That's right. Some people thought the car had broken down, but that happened during practice, and the team fixed it quickly. The real problem started earlier. My flight home after another event was delayed because of bad weather, so I arrived much later than planned. I still made the race, but I only reached the circuit a few hours before qualifying. It wasn't the best preparation.
Many young listeners probably dream of becoming racing drivers. What's the most important advice you can give them?
People often ask which car they should buy, but that's the wrong question. You don't need the newest or most expensive equipment when you're starting. Watching experienced drivers can certainly help, but nothing replaces regular practice. Every time you drive, you learn something new, even if it's only a small improvement.
Finally, what are your plans for the future?
I'm happy with my team, so I'm not looking to change championships yet. I've also got no interest in taking a year off. However, over the winter I'll be working with a local kart club to coach children at weekends. I had so much help when I was younger that I'd like to do the same for the next generation.
Alex, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. You now have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test.